Welcome, everyone. Welcome, newcomers, maybe, if there's some. Nice to see you all. For newcomers, we share a meditation. And then we have a little break and then conversation. And so, whenever you're ready, be comfortable. Make sure you have clocked that you're not alone, that you're well surrounded by friends, which really helps, I think. And then you can close your eyes and be as comfortable as possible. Surprising how it's helpful to come together, at least for myself, but I imagine it's the same for many of us, for most of us, this gathering. Gives us the courage. A certain courage that is required to what exactly? To just be. And perhaps not to be kidnapped by the trance of thinking, especially when thinking is that kind of negative. Repetitive, negative thinking that I know we all know this. But curiously, it's also a safe place, sort of a safe hell. And I think, I mean, I'm sure this isn't new to you, that this there's a certain kind of thinking that, although it's hellish, it's there to protect us somehow, or thinks it can protect us, or it's a habit that we devised early on somewhere along the way. To keep us from feeling whatever was present, because at that time, possibly whatever was present was overwhelming. And so when we come together, it's a kind of solidarity. We come together knowing this, knowing that as humans we have many habits of many curious habits of perpetuating suffering, even though the intention is to alleviate suffering. And it's you know, I guess it's because we can't help but want to find relief through thinking, through the mind. We want certainty. We feel doubt. We want meaning, and we feel meaninglessness. We want a direction and we feel lost. And it takes a certain courage to take the leap away from thinking. Not that we have to stop thinking, but taking the leap into not knowing, into just being with moment by moment. Taking the leap when we're holding hands, as we do when we come together, is easier, kinder. The holding of hands is not a strategy, of the mind. The holding of hands like this is spiritual sanity. It's a very deep instinct that we have. To come together. So that the mind can, or the maybe the body mind, the isolated, fearful, separate one who feels so very real. So that she can relax, he can relax, he can feel the touch of friendship, the touch of kinship. The shared humanity. That each one of us, in our way, at times feel lost and alone and caught in this trance of negative thinking. Each one of us, I know it. Or I can't know it for sure, but I'm pretty sure. And it's a relief to know that. We are not alone. I am not alone, you can say to yourself. I have brothers and sisters. And then we can, in that knowledge, it becomes more possible to feel what's here. To jump into the not knowing that is this moment, this unfolding moment by moment. And that's usually more a dropping down into the felt sense. Into the body, into your body. Where life is expressing herself. Where breath is moving. And when I say your body, I'm also including the sounds that are unfolding, that are being perceived by you. Here, it's raining here after many, many days of no rain. So I'm hearing the pitter-patter of the rain. And you're hearing the sound of my voice, which is tactile. You're listening to the words and they're landing or not. But you're also sensing the vibration of my voice, and all sorts of experiences are rippling through, and you don't have to catalog them. Quite the opposite, the invitation would be not to label experiences as they arise, because they would like to be free. The sound that unfolds comes and unfolds, it dissolves free. The breath, the sigh, tingle, the tightening of, I don't know, tightening of the shoulders or the throat. I have to use words because I'm here, to sort of guide us, but let my words fall away and just leave you with the touch of your raw experience for no reason other than a sort of celebration of life. Hello, life. Perhaps all day long I've been avoiding you with my screens and my thoughts. And perhaps now it's a relief. Hi, and you can allow your breath, like mine, to express that relief, maybe by deepening. I don't know. I don't want to say, otherwise, I might influence your breath. Let your breath be free. And the silence that descends when I cease to speak. Can you feel it perhaps like a spaciousness, like a presence? That stretches in all directions. Nothing needs doing. But if doing arises, doing arises. And in this, in meditation, doing might take the shape of being stirred by what I'm saying, might trigger an exploration. It might even trigger a line of thinking, and that's totally fine. The name of the game is freedom. And kindness. So you could say the name of the game is yes. Yes to whatever arises. Yes. 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 A yes that you do not have to utter, nor do I. It's just a yes. Ever present yes to what is. Don't, I know I say this every time, but yes, saying to what is doesn't mean that what is looks like a yes. Moment by moment, there will be a cacophony of possibilities, including no. Or including I don't know, or including yes and no. It doesn't matter. Again, no need to catalog. Your body wants to move with this freedom and kindness sense. Let it move. Because a lot of the feelings and even emotions that live in the body often are sort of crystallized by the belief that the body is a limited envelope for myself. And so a lot of the feelings, the discomfort, the anxiety, the fear, the anger, especially those ones, the difficult ones, they're going to be a bit like frozen, you could say. Like, oh, am I allowed to move? A bit like an animal caught in the glare of the headlights. That's the layers of the body. And so here in this moment, in this meditation, in this space, just let your bodies gently do whatever they want. But without opening your eyes and let it, maybe subtle. It's, well, maybe not subtle. You know what? I don't know. But in my case, it often is, it's a movement that's sort of slow and quite slow. So that how do I put it into words so that I can stay so very, very close. so that I don't become the doer or the mover, the agenda holder. We don't have any idea, moment by moment, where this is going, why my head is turning a little bit, and why my breath is deepening, or why the weight would like to drop down into my pelvis. And my thighs would like to spread on the earth. And I'm saying things that are true for me, but they might be true for you too, because we all have the similar bodies, similar ways of experiencing ourselves as separate on a body level. And so maybe my words speak directly to your body, and that's good. And maybe not, and if not, you listen to your own bodies. Some feelings in my body don't necessarily have a physical movement. It's more su even more subtle. They're sort of like I don't know, like so internal that the movement that they express is invisible to the naked eye. And by the way, the goal is not for any of these feelings to disappear or relax, or because we don't know. Just allowing ourselves to be caressed by the layers of life that is my body. Don't give in to the subtle or not so subtle agenda of wanting to get rid of the discomfort or the pain. Instead, when that happens, instead tune into the quality of limitlessness or borderlessness that surrounds and permeates, perhaps. You can feel it. Every experience. Being willing to surrender the aches, the pains, the discomfort to this open space. And when I say space, it's not really a physical space, but that's what we have to use to evoke this space, which is invisible and mysterious. But it welcomes everything. So they say. And we sort of know it. We don't sort of know it, we deeply know it, but we can't know it with a mind. But we can fall into it, into this borderlessness. Like we fall in love. Or perhaps we fall into it like we long to fall in love. And we say, take me, find me, embrace me. Touch me. And again, don't let your body crystallize. The movement will occur and then it will shift back to stillness and then it will occur. Perhaps also feel the weight of your body, especially your pelvis, your hips. That whole lower base of your body, you really feel that it can sit and rest on the earth. That it can be supported, your body. It can feel that, really feel, and hopefully you're comfortable enough, perhaps leaning against the cushion and feeling the support of the chair fully. Not just as a physical phenomenon, but really. The physical phenomenon is speaking of something much more, well, I want to say mysterious, but it's also very ordinary. Our bodies are interconnected with the earth and with the space and with all of creation. But we forget. Which is just part of how it all plays out. We forget and we feel ourselves like we have to hold our weight and we have to hold our bodies and we can't quite feel the support, feel the kinship of our skin with the air beyond it. The kinship of our bones and our muscles and our blood with the earth. And all these are words which will get you thinking, but just come back down, right back down to your perineum. Feel your sexual area. The very raw sensation of that root of the root of your body. There's no thought there. There's just really energy, temperature, texture. And feel that, you're also feeling the earth. You're There's no way you can feel your body, especially the base of your body, without feeling the earth. So what you're feeling right now is your earth body. And let that sensation, I don't know, feel it's wild. They're very alive, infinitely alive. And you can really let go the weight, let go of the weight into this, or with this phenomenon that we call gravity, and that calls something down. Down, in a direction that's down, that's dark, that's substantial. Feel your legs and your arms, your shoulders, your hips, your face. There is a sort of spreading down. Don't be scared. I mean, I know you're not scared, but maybe you are. There is a bit of fear of letting go, away from thinking, down into this dark living matrix. Let it happen, don't direct it. Feel the resistance, which may be here. And greet the resistance. How sweet it is. It's your little human your humanity saying, "Oh, whoa, whoa, whoa. Whoa, 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 I don't get this. What do you mean I can let go?" says your body, your human body. So no forcing anything. The breath can be of assistance, perhaps, with the in-breath. It's like permeating your body, your flesh, your muscles, your mind, with prana, with oxygen, with, I don't know, whatever you feel it is, the breath as it comes in, and then the exhale, the wisdom of the exhale speaking for itself. The in-breath, the out-breath. There's no right, there's no wrong, there's no spiritual way. It's all a bit chaotic. It's mightily imperfect, unfolding in utter perfection. Maybe visit your face where there's so much activity, conditioning, obligations. The face area is very layered with tension and your mouth, your jaw, your forehead, carved with worry, and not just worry, but I'm sort of drawing attention to the difficulty that is carved into our masks. Your eyes, your temples, your cheeks, your nose, your chin, your mouth, your lips, your ears, your whole face. Maybe allowing yourself, your face to be free of having to work right now, because you don't have to reside behind the face right now. So feel you're sort of holding your mask up to the sun, and it's warm, and it's warming your mask and melting your mask. And the sensations of your face can begin to come back to life. Your eyes and your forehead and your scalp and your cheeks and your eyeballs and deep inside the sockets and inside your skull, your brain. Whatever you feel, whatever is available to come back to life, your cheeks, your cheekbones, your ears, inside your ear cavity, the ear canal. Hello, hello. You're free. We've opened the cages. We've warmed you in the sunshine. Your shoulders, because your face and your shoulders, they're so connected. Opening the cage for the shoulders, letting those creatures out. Your mouth, your teeth, your gum, your tongue. Deep inside your mouth, the root of your tongue. Don't worry if I'm saying a lot, but just let it happen. Your body hears directly. You don't have to mediate. Your teeth. Hello, teeth. Your lips. Feel all this life. Sort of dancing, surrounded with a quality of transparent space that stretches in all directions without borders. So the sensations are they're swimming with a carefree. No strings and no attachments. That's what can happen to the body in meditation, especially when we're together, having held hands and having jumped into this divine swimming pool. What happens when I don't speak? Just observing, exploring, or resting. Trusting your own intelligence, your own spiritual intelligence. your own love for that, whatever you like to call it, that which you are, essentially, trusting that. Each one of us, we have a way of knowing it, naming it, exploring it, turning back towards it. Really, it is it finding each one of us. Each one of us being a special creation. Not one more special than the other. And if it wants your body, let it move, let it be moved rather than let it move, let it be moved very gently. How does it happen? Discover moment by moment. Maybe you move, be moved, move. It doesn't matter. Just see what happens. Trust. If you become the mover, that's fine. Perhaps the mover is expressing something with her hands and the space, with the earth and the body. Shaping, expressing a gesture, a shape, and nobody's looking, just trusting your own dance, touch of the hands, gestures. Only if it feels right. Perhaps stillness is what feels right, but if it's moving really. Let that devotional dancer be free. She knows. He knows. They know. And the earth is participating, perhaps elongating the torso, or the feet might become. Interested in participating, the legs. There might be a quickening, even a standing up. Breathing might become deeper. Sensuality. The air, the warmth, the cool. The ebb and the flow of an expansion and a contraction, the rhythms. Just feel you have infinite time, infinite space, infinite confidence. Nobody's looking, and you can just luxuriate. In this movement, leaning into a cushion or rising out, or being surprised. Our eyes are closed, but we're all, even if we're still. We're all here sharing this quality. together. Maybe the togetherness is the music, the sharing. And then at some point, if you're moving, you can delight, luxuriate into allowing everything to return to stillness without doing it. So like melting back, the body melting back into the stillness, the silence. And of course, you discover that the body and everything is melting into something that is you, your presence. Somehow, something that hasn't moved, that is ever present. But don't think about it. It's a huge paradox. No need to think about it. No need to understand it. Don't do anything now, just abiding for a few more seconds together. Putting down whatever would like to be put down still on this invisible altar that we share, just putting it down. It's your offering. The thing that you'd like to put down. The feeling that you would like to offer, to surrender. Thank you, everyone. Thank you for following me. And shall we take a few minutes, a little break? Let's take t 5 or 10 minutes. Shall we take 10 minutes? Come back at 7:30 if you're in England. Figure it out if you're elsewhere. See you soon.
Welcome back. Well, you know the spiel. For the newcomers, we have a half hour, and if you have questions or want to share something, it's very informal. Feel free. And there's no obligations to say anything. Len, are you waving because you want to say something, or are you just moving gracefully through space because you would like to sh share? Please unmute. Hi. Hi, Len.
It's hard to know where to begin, if there's a beginning or an ending or a
You could sing if you want, then. They say that falling in love is wonderful.
Oh,
That the song that was coming? I'm just kidding.
that's it. You got
That's the
it.
one, right?
So, Ellen, it sort of leaves me breathless, but I will let the breath say something.
Okay, I'll shut up.
As if the movements, I don't know what happened, but what it felt like was that even now, a movement of hand, or it's part of the skin goes out beyond the skin into.
Just make sure you don't, you're careful with your into
Yes, we Anna gets bumped all the
an.
time. And so the space became so intermingled with the trick of the skin, the trick, the
Right,
trick, the trick.
right.
But then beyond the skin,
Mm.
there's molecules and
Or
energy
skin,
that
God's
move.
skin.
So it just, there it is, and there you are, and there we all are. And it's magical and a miracle and wonderful. And thank you.
You're welcome, Len.
Thank you.
Thank you for being so authentic, and ex sorry for interrupting you and being silly, but
The song was perfect. It was part of it.
Just want to say, in case, for, especially for newcomers, that it if it wasn't blissful, like for Len, don't be shy to, you know, it's not always blissful, and I like to make sure that this is a space that also welcomes difficulty or questions or confusion or, but you know, I'm just saying, just saying.
It's usually not like this.
Right, usually it sucks.
Ellen.
Hilka. Wait,
Sorry, Lynn, did I interrupt you?
No, I think he's unmuted. He's muted himself.
Okay.
Where are you? I can't find you on my screen.
Me.
Well, I recognize your voice, but I can't find you. Where are you, Hilka? Wave.
Hello.
Oh, there you are. Hi.
That your singing reminded me from the new book of, I think it's David Dubois, or how do you pronounce it?
David Dubois.
Yeah, he wrote the book of The Way of the Yogini. I think you have been.
What's his name? Oh God, I can't remember his name.
Yeah, you have been writing something with him, I think.
Well, I was in a book of interviews, and he was interviewed in me too. But I met him once. He's a nice guy. I can't remember.
Okay, but it was the book is so wonderful because it's exactly about what we are exploring, and there are quotes from Abhinava Gupta, and they are so tactile, though.
And yellow
And
dye,
it's,
that's it.
yeah, like this, they call it summas of the female yoginis who were singing their teaching, that they were not scholars or teachers, but they were singing that tactile message, and it's full of like touch and vibration
Will you send us
and
the, is it in English?
yeah, it's in English.
So will you send me the title and then I'll share it with the group because it sounds, you know, he has done a few books, but I don't, usually he writes them in French.
Yeah, this was so surprising.
Sounds
I don't
great.
need to use the Google Translate
It sounds good.
try to get Eric Barre's message on.
Thank
But
you.
yeah, it's something really touching and honoring that goddess tradition.
I mean, and the goddess tradition, I think, as you say, it's in the moment and it's tactile. You know, it's wild. It's not rhetorical and it's not metaphysical.
Yeah. And the last night I was reading a chapter and it was saying a rat, like the goddess is like a rat, wrathful.
Wrathful, WRA.
Wrathful, yeah. So sorry, I can't pronounce it right,
I saw a rat there for a second. Goddess is a
but
rat.
how, like, in that devouring. She's not always very gentle
No.
with her touch, for
Right.
sure, or the experience.
I mean, she cuts the right.
That's the head.
I have not yet channeled that one. Let's hope she doesn't
Yeah,
come.
my face is left undone still.
I tend to channel the really gentle ones, I think, you know. But yeah, she can be wrathful. Anyway, she's wrathful out there on, you know, outside these gatherings. She's wrathful enough, so.
Enough, so we don't need that. We need
But
the
we bow to you,
other face. Thank you, Ellen.
Oh, thank you, Hilka. Thank you for mentioning Daniel Odier. Yeah, he's written quite a few books. He's a good teacher, I think. I've never been to one of his live events, but he teaches the Tandava dance, right?
No, he's not Daniel Odier.
Oh.
This was David Dubois.
Ah, okay. I think I know. I've heard of him. Okay.
Yes, good.
I think maybe Eugene has put the title in the comments, but still send it to me, Hilka.
Okay, I will.
Cool.
Ellen, hi.
Jackie, hi.
I love how Len and Hilka are naming or moving to different parts of what you shared with us. And the phrase that you used that embodied it for me, that just brought me to tears, was mycelium perfection. I don't know if you remember saying that, but it's perfect. We're so, I'm so linear sometimes and so time bound and so if this, then that, you know, and the mycelium perfection just brought all of the emergent spontaneous aliveness into my system. It was.
Honestly, Jackie, I didn't say that. You said that. I did not say that. I promise
I
you, I did
certainly
not say that. I
did.
know, I don't even know what that word, I think it connects to mycelium, like the mushrooms, right?
Right.
No, I didn't say it.
So
You
it's
said
what I
it. Isn't
heard.
that cool?
That's funny. So thank
I love
you.
it.
Thank you for bringing
No,
that up.
thank you, Jackie. You said it. Mycelium perfection. It's a new concept, I think.
Well, because there's no, you know, it's all just
Right.
it
The
finds its
network of
way. It finds its way. It's constantly sharing and finding its. I
that's
needed that. Thank you.
yeah, well, thank you, Jackie. Like how you very quickly you mute yourself. It's like, wait, we're not done with you, mycelium woman. No, it's okay. Yes, Carol Marsh. Hi there.
Hi, hi,
Hi,
Ellen.
hi.
Thank you for this. This
Is
is my
this your first? Yeah.
the first time sitting with you and live. And I'm just so struck by how much space is needed to really invite, you know, think that which is usually suppressed to arrive, because I feel like I'm, you know, in these explorations for really for decades, I've been just too hasty, a little too hasty, and so I so appreciate just like even more gentleness, even more space,
Yes. And
and.
I think it's much easier when we are together. I
Yes.
think.
And the moment that I think is so powerful that I really am intending to is that moment when we supposedly step out of meditation. Okay, thank you. Just to see how everything wants to be reassembled, right? You know, recontract.
Yeah.
And then I can remember, like, oh, wait. You know, it's possible to open and then recontract, and just stepping back and forth across that line, even during supposed meditation,
Right.
and then
Right.
afterwards.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah,
That's
exactly.
an edge.
Yeah, it is an edge, and it is an edge. It is an edge. And to be willing to explore, sometimes exploring, because you know we are in the non-dual circles, we usually say, oh, we don't practice, nobody does it, there's nothing to do, and then you know maybe some you'll find yourself invited to meditate, you know, and all, but actually, yeah, yes, but some, but what am I trying to say? Well, I'll just give an example instead of trying to formulate it, because I really more and more don't want to get into sort of the metaphysics of it. But the other day, I was feeling sort of funky and contracted, and I was here in my space, and there was nothing I needed to do. I needed to make my bed, you know, make my breakfast, and I literally started moving really, really slow, like really, really slow. That was it, and that was enough to. I don't know, just it's just to invite a gentleness or a kindness. I think that's pretty much what gets zapped out of our equations is it's rather simple. It's a quality of care or kindness or tenderness, I want to say. So it's not the wrathful, not the wrathful. And sometimes that's not so hard to evoke, and it takes a sort of embodied. But you know, a touch or a slowing down, and you.
Yes, it's that sense of what for me, it's if the mind with an agenda, the little me,
Yes.
if that can be
Yeah.
Sort of made, it's like a cranky baby, you know, like you're inviting us to move, and I begin to move, and then my mind says, oh, this would be interesting if I did the same thing on the other side. And then it's like all of a sudden there's going to be a plan. So, okay, first,
Right. But just the scene of it, the seeing it is the kindness, is the moment of kindness.
Yeah,
And
beautiful.
subtle, right? It's very subtle what we're do what we're not doing, doing not.
It's very subtle. Yeah,
Does
very subtle.
require a slow a space and time and yeah. Thank you so
Yeah.
much, Carol. It's nice to have you with us.
Nice to be with you. Thank you again.
Hi, Medina.
Nice to meet you. Nice to sit with you all. This is also my first time.
Very well.
Yeah. So I loved the practice. I loved the practice. It was so felt like such just sinking. Every moment was just sinking, sinking, sinking into first into love, like into the I loved how you were the visualization of just we're all holding hands and like we're just jumping into this together. I'm like, I don't know any of these people. And we're just all here holding hands. And I feel so supported, even by this group of strangers. So that felt really just like nice to start from a place of love. And then, yeah, just that permission of saying yes to whatever's coming up and all the little elements of the experience and the little like places where energy is dancing in my body, like, oh, there's a little here, and then maybe it's wanting to move in the physical, or maybe it's just under, like it's inside, internal in my skin, and just sinking into that. And then sinking into the next experience and the next experience and into comfort and into the discomfort. I love practices like this where it's very, very permissive and no agenda and the body can move. So yeah, felt blissful, like lens experience.
That's lovely. I'm glad. It's much needed, I think, because there's a lot of harshness and holding in, and there's a little part of me that sometimes gets worried, like, what am I blissing people out? Are my meditations too bl but I don't feel that today. But I think no, that's good, Ellen. It's good. Love is love, right? Love is the way.
Yeah, and it was not without discomfort too.
Exactly. Yeah, exactly, Medina. Yeah, exactly. There's it's no it's not a detour. These I know it. I feel it too when I'm guiding. I feel what we all feel, like layers of contraction and whatever. And that's always for me so welcome.
Yeah. I think the welcoming of it is what's blissful. And welcoming the, I have different self-consciousness of I've never been to this space and I feel very young here. And I moved recently to the West Coast from the East Coast. So I feel very like just
New everywhere.
the say that again.
Said you feel new everywhere here, but also on the West Coast.
Yes. I feel new to the universe, to the world. I just, yeah.
Well, a lot of the our friends here, where are you on the West Coast?
I'm in the Bay Area. I'm in Oakland.
Quite a few of Bay Area dwellers here.
Oh my gosh. Hi, Janet. Hi, Greg.
Of them, maybe. You'll meet some of them, maybe.
Maybe I'd love that.
It's very nice to have you with us too, Medina.
Thank you.
Hi, Greg. Go for it.
Yeah, hi, Alan. So beautiful to spend some time together today. Yeah, that was pretty sweet.
Good.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it's really sweet to be with this group of people too. Really nice question.
They're nice
Yeah.
people.
Yeah, for sure. All right. All right, thank you.
Thank you for letting us hear your voice, Greg. Say hi to Rosanna.
Will do. All right. Yeah, we're gonna go pick up a sail, my boat that's now, and then play a little tennis later. I'm get after my knee surgery, I'm back into playing tennis a little now.
That's great.
Yeah.
Well done. Take care.
Yeah, thanks. All right, you too.
Bye bye.
Bye-bye.
How are you doing, Doris?
Was feeling pretty relaxed.
Well done.
Oh, it's because you said we didn't have to talk if we didn't want to. And I thought, oh, she'll never single me out because she said that, and she knows I'm shy. But now you fooled me.
Oh, you know, I'm not singling you. I just wanted to say hi and see how you're doing.
Yeah,
Everybody's been
thank
blissed
you.
out, so we need Doris to sort of set the clock right.
What do you mean?
Were you blissed out during the meditation?
No, I have trouble staying awake.
Oh, that's good.
I don't know. It's a perennial problem. So then I think, oh shit, I fell asleep again. But I'll listen to the recording and somehow
I'll
I'll.
test, we'll be quizzing you, you know. I'll be sending you the quiz.
Thanks for thinking
Of course. Take good care, Doris.
Thank you, you too.
I promise I won't single anybody out, anybody else out.
I can't help but say you look a lot. The last time you looked a little sick, huh? You look a lot better now.
I don't remember last time, but thank you. I'm glad I look okay. Oh,
Was it last time you had a flu, or was it
was
the
like
time before?
twice. Tw oh, maybe it was. You know, I don't remember. I think it wasn't last time, it was the time before.
Time before. Oh, yeah, that's what I mean. Yeah.
Yeah. What, doesn't anybody have a deep metaphysical question?
Maybe I just echo what the Medina saying that I always questioning that why, of course, we are not grasping to the bliss experience, but why in this Alan meditation or Shakti meditation, the bliss is more alive. The bliss is more activated. And yeah, I also contemplated and I have a insight from the Medina saying that actually it's not grasping to the bliss, but allowing itself is the bliss. So yeah, it's not oh
Yes.
please okay, not please also okay, but allowing itself is the bliss. So yeah,
Beautiful.
thank you for you all and Alan and Medina and everything.
Oh, thank you, Andreas. It's so well said. The bliss is the allowing. The bliss is the allowing of everything. That's it. That's it. Oh, wonderful. Alwyn says, thank you so much. He's gone, I think. What time is it? We have a few more minutes. Then there'll be one more meeting and then a break for about a month. And the next one is not in 2 weeks, but in 3 weeks. But you'll all get an email. And I also want to put out that in the fall, I have to shift the day. It can't be Tuesday anymore. So if you have a very strong, if you're an old timer and you know you love this group and you really, maybe let me know if by email, either me or Eugene, if there's an evening that is not possible. I mean, I'll try to do my best to we've looked at all the other non-dual teachers, which all the women that like Pamela and Suzanne Marie, and which evenings and when do they do their thing so we don't clash with them. But
one more thing, Ellen. Like it felt that those defenses in the body are thanking to be met by like sending the bliss out as gratitude feels.
Thank you for that, Hilka. Thank you so much, everyone. It's really sweet. Really sweet, sweet meeting. So it's just a shared sweetness, really palpable. Yeah. So, my friends, see you maybe in 3 weeks' time. Take good care. Go gently. Bye bye. Bye.
Thank you, Ellen, and everybody. Bye-bye.
Take care. Bye, Mati and Rosalia. Hi.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye, everybody.
Bye, Zuzu. Take care.
You too.
Thanks, Ellen.
Bye. Bye, Rosa. Bye, Andreas.
Thank you, Ellen.
By Len and Anna and Greg. Ciao, ciao.